Chapter 3. A son should not spy on his father, I said, trying to be stern. There are some Roman fathers who would beat their sons for such a crime, or even have them strangled. Up on the ridge, Mito and I sat side by side on the stumps and looked down on the farm. In front of the house, Celius's bodyguard sat beneath the shade of a yew tree. Celius himself had stepped into the herb garden and was peering toward the stream with one hand shading his brow from the westering sun. He had no idea where I was.
I wasn't exactly spying, Mito said, chagrined.
No, spying is the only word for it.
Well, I learned it from you. I suppose it's in the blood.
This last was absurd, since Mito was the son of slaves and had not a drop of my blood in his veins, but I was touched by his fantasy. I couldn't resist reaching out to muss his hair, and none too gently. I suppose you blame your willfulness on me as well.
I give you credit for all my outstanding qualities, Papa.
He smiled crookedly. The clever, charming little boy I had adopted had grown into a handsome and soft-spoken youth. His face became pensive.
Papa, who is Catalina? And why do you bear such a grudge against Cicero? I thought he was your friend.
I sighed. These matters are very complex, or not complex at all if a man does the sensible thing and turns his back on them for good.
But is that possible? Marcus Celius says you owe a personal favor to Cicero.
True enough.
Without Cicero, we wouldn't have the farm.
Might not have the farm. I corrected him, but the guy...